Welcome. This is a guided body scan meditation. The body scan is designed to help you cultivate an awareness of your body and induce a relaxed mental and physical state. It's best to do this meditation in a place where you feel comfortable, warm, and protected, and to wear clothing that does not restrict your breathing in any way. And as best you can, allowing this period of time to be as distraction-free as possible, and to perhaps turn off your cell phone or put it on silent during this period of time so that you can really take this time for yourself as opposed to tending to the needs of everyone else, which is something that we can easily get caught up in. View this as a period of time in your day that is completely devoted to you and your needs, and allow yourself the freedom to take care of your mind and body without having to worry about the demands of daily life and the momentum that we can get caught up in. See if you can let this be a nourishing and nurturing time for you, listening to and accepting however you are in this moment fully with a non-judgmental awareness. Throughout the body scan meditation, and really all mindfulness meditations, it's important to remember not to try too hard to relax or force a relaxed state. We can, of course, invite the body to relax, but we can never force it to. And sometimes when we try to, this has a tendency to actually create more tension, more expectation, and stress. So what we will be doing is becoming aware of each moment, the sensations in our body in each moment, as we direct our attention to the different areas of our bodies, accepting whatever it is we experience, and letting those sensations, thoughts, and emotions arise and simply be in each moment. Become aware of the mind that may want things to be different than they are, and see if you can also let those desires go. However we are in this moment is how we are. So see if you can dwell in that understanding and acceptance, showing yourself greater compassion and care. And I think it's really important to remember that there is no right way to feel as you move through this session. I know you're probably coming here wanting to feel relaxed and at ease, and of course that is a byproduct of this meditation, or else we wouldn't be doing it in the first place. But the process to greater relaxation actually comes from just feeling as you're feeling in this moment. So if pain arises, just noticing what it's like to be in pain, rather than trying to push it away or change your experience so that it's more at ease, because often that does create more tension and stress. Now, the body scan is usually performed in a lying down posture, but if you find you have a tendency to fall asleep in this position, you can do it sitting on a cushion, in a chair, or even standing up. The posture is not what's important, but it's the attention and the sensitivity you bring to your experience that matters most. So at this time, if you haven't already done so, you can move into a posture that is comfortable for you. And just begin by bringing your attention to the fact that you're breathing. Not adjusting your breathing or trying to slow it down. Just simply experiencing it as it is in this moment. And perhaps directing your attention to the sensations and movements in the belly. Notice how the belly expands gently as the breath enters into the body. And then it deflates as the breath leaves the body. Feeling that rhythm and flow. And with each out-breath, allowing the body to naturally sink a little deeper into your mat or chair and become heavier as tension is released. And when you're ready, let's direct that attention and awareness to the sensations of the toes in our left foot. So just transitioning your mind's attention from the belly, down the leg, to the foot, and into the toes. and simply becoming aware of the sensations in this part of the body, feeling your toes however they are in this moment. Perhaps this is the first time you've been paying attention to your toes in this way. So if you find that you have trouble noticing any sensations in this area, just be aware of what it's like to experience the absence of sensation, non-sensation. Moving the awareness into the big toe and moving through all the other toes however you would like. Just experience what it's like to connect with this part of your body. And perhaps with an out-breath, just letting go of the toes completely, and now navigating your attention to the bottom of the left foot. Noticing whatever sensations are here in this part of the foot. Maybe focusing on the heel, perhaps where the heel is making contact with your mat or the floor. And really sensing deeply the sensations of this part of the body. As you move up now into the ankle. And letting go of the ankle and the entirety of the left foot as you relax into a deeper state of stillness and awareness. Bringing that awareness now to the calf muscle and the shin of the lower left leg. And just noticing what sensations can be experienced there. Not trying to change them or create an experience, but rather exploring them with curiosity and acceptance. As you now let the focus move up to the various parts of the knee. So the kneecap, both sides of the knee, the back of the knee, and sinking your awareness into these sensations. What is it like to observe these sensations, this experience, without trying to change it, or even to understand it, but to simply just be with this part of your body? We'll move up into the region of the thigh from the point right above the knee and extending up between the groin region and the left hip. Now, this is a larger muscle region, so if you notice any tension, perhaps just breathing into those areas and allowing the thigh to become as soft as it can be. And maybe even sinking your awareness beneath the surface of the skin so that you become aware of the tissue and the muscle. And can you bring your attention and awareness down to the level of the bone in your thigh? And what is it like to become aware in that way? And resting here for a few breaths, bringing awareness to any differences that you may observe between the entire left leg and the entire right leg. Or observing how the left leg feels now compared to when you started this practice. So let's shift our attention now over to the right leg and down into the right toes. Perhaps starting with the big toe again on the right foot and navigating to the smaller toes, feeling into the sensations on this side. Maybe exploring the space between the toes. And as your mind wanders off, which it always will, you don't have to beat yourself up over it, but just simply direct your attention back to the toes, or whatever part of the body we're focusing on. It's the mind's natural tendency to get caught up in thought and judgment, thinking about the past or the future. So as this happens, just notice that the mind has wandered off, and then drop your attention right back into the body. Moving to the rest of the right foot now, perhaps the bottom of the foot, the sensations there, and the heel. And there's no need to compare this side to the left side, just simply observing however this part of the body is in this moment. Shifting toward the ankle. And just holding all of the sensations in the foot in your field of awareness. Now becoming aware of the lower right leg, a region of the body like many others we don't pay much attention to, the calf and the shin. And maybe just first appreciating this part of the body. And as you're ready, just directing your attention and awareness to the sensations here. And if it's helpful, you can even feel like you're breathing into this part of the body. And then as you breathe out, letting go of any tension or holding on that may be present. As we move up now to the right knee, just sensing into what's here. What is it like to feel the right knee, even if that feels strange or different than anything you've ever done before? Instead of getting caught up in a visual in our heads of the right knee, dropping into the direct experience, the sensations of the right knee, as we're doing with every body part. And now the right thigh. Being as precise as you can in feeling these sensations. Just sensing. Feeling it as it is. And as you're ready, letting go of this region too. And just becoming aware of the entirety of the right leg. Noticing any differences than from when we started. And now bring your attention to the pelvis. Perhaps starting with the buttocks as it rests either on the floor, your cushion, or your chair. Feeling any particular pressure points in this area as the buttocks makes contact with the floor, feeling the effects of gravity. Moving your attention now over to the groin area. And expanding your awareness now to include the pelvis as a whole. Noticing if there are any particular areas of tension or holding on. And perhaps with an out-breath, we can just invite that tension to relax and dissipate. And if it remains, just notice what it's like to feel that tension and to sense into it with care, non-judgmental awareness. Holding it in your awareness in the same way that a mother might hold a child, or we might hold a bird with an injured wing in the palm of our hand. It's an affectionate quality of attention. So let's direct our attention now to the lower back. The area that comes up from the pelvis is connected to the pelvis. And just experiencing whatever sensations are here. You know, this can be a sensitive region for many people, and one that's often susceptible to injury, tension, and strain. So noticing if there are any of those sensations of intensity for you. Or perhaps not, and just exploring whatever is there for you. Inviting the lower back to relax and continuing to massage your awareness into this part of the body. And moving up into the region of your upper back. And as you do, observing how your mind is able to move your attention from your lower back to your upper back. It's an ability we don't often think about or appreciate. And using that ability to explore the different areas of your upper back as you breathe in and breathe out. Perhaps you can feel the ribs. Observing any movement in the ribs as the breath comes into the body and the breath comes out. And in these longer periods of silence, just continue being with those sensations at whatever body part that we're on. And shifting attention to the belly again. Experiencing the rising and the falling of the abdomen. Letting the awareness expand from the belly up to the chest as well. And if you can, seeing if you can tune into the beating of your own heart, however subtle or distinct it may be, as well as the lungs expanding on either side of your heart. Experiencing these parts of the body that are always working to keep us alive, and appreciating them, allowing them to nourish you. Letting the breath be a reminder that there's much more right with you than there is wrong with you, as long as you're breathing. And the fact that you're breathing points to a fundamental wholeness that's still there. That has always been there. So from the chest, let's just leap our attention over to the fingertips. And observing the sensations in both hands together. Just feeling your fingers, the insides of them, the backs. Right out to the tips, and letting the field of your awareness expand to include the palm of your hands and the backs of your hands. And the wrists. Perhaps even noticing the subtle pulsations of the arteries in the wrists. As you move your awareness up to the forearms, and then the elbows, being present with whatever it is you notice there, despite its characteristics, experiencing the body exactly as it is, and in particular now, your arms. So that now your awareness also includes your upper arms, the biceps and the triceps. And moving that awareness up to the shoulders, often a place where stress can accumulate. Or perhaps there's been an injury here at one point in your life. So first just inviting the shoulders to relax a little bit more deeply, either to lower an inch or two if you're in your chair, or to relax more deeply into your mat or onto the floor if you're lying down. Typically, an out-breath is a great place to release some of this tension. And just experiencing what it's like to rest in awareness of the sensations of the shoulders. And notice if your mind does get caught up in a visual of the shoulders or thinking about the shoulders. Remember, we're interested in the direct experience, which is the sensations. So continue to drop your attention into that experience as you shift your awareness onto the neck, another area of the body that we store a lot of tension. So exploring the different regions of this area, the back of the neck near the spine, and the throat, and what it's like to swallow. And now just experiencing the entirety of this region, the throat, the neck. And as you breathe in, perhaps feeling as though you're directing the breath toward any areas of tension. And on an out-breath, just letting that tension go and letting the neck go. As we move up now to the face, using your awareness to explore the jaw, inviting the jaw to relax. The chin, and just experiencing it as it is. Any sensations, becoming aware of the lips and the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the roof of the mouth, back of the mouth and throat. All the different regions that we don't often bring attention to. Breathing with this region, with the sensations in the mouth, and with an out-breath, just letting these sensations and tensions dissolve as well. Become aware of the nose and the experience of the breath around the nostrils. So feeling the air moving in and out of the nostrils. Continuing to the eyes and perhaps noticing the eyelids as they act as little blankets for the eyes, the eyebrows, and the forehead. As you move over now to your temples, and experiencing the sensations on the side of your head. Sliding over to your ears. Perhaps investigating the outer parts of the ear. Or even going into the ear, to the ear canal. And see how deeply your attention and awareness can take you. And now just bring awareness to the entirety of the face. Allow it to dissolve into a neutral expression. The majority of the time we're using our face to project a certain view, a point, or an emotion. And just experience what it's like to not have to manipulate these muscles in the face. And now becoming aware of the back of the head. And eventually moving up to the very top of your head, where the hair meets the scalp. And when you're ready, letting go of directing your attention to any particular part of the body and just holding all of the sensations in the body in your field of awareness. So expanding your awareness to include the whole body. And feel what it's like to experience the body here in space as one. And notice what it feels like after this experience, after this intentional cultivation of an awareness of the sensations here. And if there are any points of tension or stress you still notice in the body, you can gently shift your attention to those areas and invite them to relax, maybe feeling as though you're breathing into that tension, and with an out-breath, allowing that tension to dissolve. Showing compassion to your body and appreciating everything it's able to do for you. Even if there are limitations, there's still much that it is able to do for you. And in every moment, even if it's as simple as just this breath or just this heartbeat, the body is working to take care of you. Which is why we say, as long as you're breathing, there is much more right with you than there is wrong with you. And as this recording comes to an end, just bring your awareness back to your body as a whole. You may want to wiggle your fingers and toes. And you can maintain this awareness that we've cultivated as you transition into your next activity, as you open your eyes. Knowing that mindfulness is not just a technique that we use during formal meditation practice, but rather a way of being that is available to us in every moment of our life. Appreciate what you've just done for your body, for your mind, and for your heart. And have a wonderful day.